These days my nerves are wearing thin. Don't you dare go giving up. Fight the good fight, even when the fight ain't fair. Keep your hope high, even when the hope's not there. You got to steady on, hang on to Jesus. You're not done, don't stop believing. All of heaven's cheering you on to finish strong. In the trenches, so we'll taste that victory in the end, yeah. Believe we'll bloom out of these ashes, but until then, hey, gotta fight the good fight, even when the fight ain't fair. Keep your hope high, even when the hope's not there. You got to be steady on, hang on.
Oh. in the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out, all this checking the boxes, trying to be flawless. Head been spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love. But I've been complicating things, it's just like me, for better things. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. We're living in a world that keeps breaking, but if we wanna find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. All this freedom, keep it the kingdom. Knowing life will be found when love can be love, and love is what it's all about. I tell myself to keep this up, that all God wants is just my love. No more complicated things, no more needs to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. We're living in a world that keeps breaking, but if we want to find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. Love is patient, love is kind, rescues hearts and changes life. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple. It's really so simple. Oh,
Praise God this morning. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus believers. All over this universe. All over this world. Father, heal. Heal your people and deliver them from this mean, vicious, unloving spirit that this rage, this bitterness that has taken a foothold around the world. Deliver your people from the spirit of death, devastation, and destruction. Father God, turn this thing around. Let revival, personal revival, manifest in the hearts of men and women, dispelling their doubts about who they are, whose they are, and to whom they belong. Father God, we got a problem. We have a problem that only you can solve. So God, fix it. That's the only thing I can say. Your word says, God, in Ephesians, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That's what we need, Lord Jesus, to be strengthened in the inner man. Some of you noticed, maybe you didn't, but over on this chat room, I posted, I got them back up, aladyexorcist.com, and then I got, I didn't write that one, but I also have Erica Joseph Shepherd, aladyexorcist.com. I think I got that one back up. And I got spiritsgo.tv. Spiritsgo.tv. So in a few days, we're going to live stream into spiritsgo.tv. Because I think I'd rather be on live streaming through a website that is owned by this ministry, by me, and rather than live stream onto YouTube. So I just, you know, I own a lot of domains. Let me just put it that way. I own a lot of domains, and it's like a lady exorcist. I'm up there under a lady ex. I mean, I own a ladyexorcist.com, and I also own a lady exorcist, and I also own Erica Joseph Shepherd, a ladyexorcist.com. Now, I'm only saying this for one reason. I want you to understand that I've been paying for those domains for over 15 years. As a matter of fact, a lady exorcist I've been paying for since 2005. So I actually took a look because I don't track myself. I don't keep up with what I should do a better job of it, but I don't, because I know that if God gives me something, it's for a reason. I might have to wait, and I'm not waiting because I'm doing so many other things in between, but this is called being prepared. I was prepared for this, and I've been prepared for it when I first came out with it over 20 years ago. When God first told me to do that, over 20 years. So, at sometimes I would think, God, am I wasting money? I'm paying for these domain names every year. You only have to pay for them once a year. But every year, for over 20 years, since 2005, and a couple of them since 2000, every year I have this huge bill from GoDaddy. And once a year, I have to pay those bills. And that is why whatever God calls you to do, you need to be persistent at it. So maybe like me, he wants to enact something 20 years later. You're already prepared. It's just like I told you, I wrote my business plan for my ministry in 1993. Yep, in 1993, I wrote a business plan for my ministry because I had to have something to go by, and I had to have a way to measure my goals. I don't talk about these things because these things are more business-oriented. I learned all these things in business and working in corporate America. But I still do them, and they work. So 20 years later, all I had to do was go to GoDaddy and publish them. And I don't have to have a lot of verbiage. I don't have to have a lot of data. Way back then, I used to have a lot of data because I was initiating a learning curve. I was initiating a learning curve about deliverance because way back then it had a bad stigma attached to it, bad, because a lot of crazy people. That's why if you travel around the USA or even in where you live, you'll see a lot of churches with deliverance in the name, and they don't do one inch, not one, once they don't make one step toward any real deliverance ministry or getting anybody free. About 20 years ago, people just started doing all kind of crazy stuff. Just like Brother Joe brought something to my attention. Where was that church at, Brother Joe, that killed a baby last week? Last week in California, in San Jose, a church killed a baby, talking about they were doing exorcism on the baby. And they sitting in jail today because, one, they didn't know what they were doing, and the police said they killed the baby, and the baby is dead. And the baby is dead because of the spirit of ignorance. You can't deliver a baby. You can deliver somebody in the womb, but you have to know how to do it, and somebody had told these people something crazy. And I think they might have been former Catholics because you cannot operate, let me put it that way, in the ministry of spiritual freedom without the freedom giver. The freedom giver is Jesus. But in the age and the dispensation we're living in, you need to be getting your instructions from the Holy Spirit. And this church happened to have been a Hispanic church. And I feel so bad. I prayed for them because Satan tricked them. Satan tricked them that they had to use a whole bunch of crazy techniques and all that stuff. It is not about a technique. It's about a God that delivers, Jesus. And so usually when this happens and it hits the news media, you're going to hear 4, 5, or 6 more. Because it's happening all over. People go on YouTube. They see somebody manhandling somebody. I used to do that. That's why I know you don't do it. Put it back. Put it back. Already. Oh, relatives. Here it is. On the Watch Live ABC News San Francisco. 2 more arrests in child exorcism death. Relatives charged following death of child during alleged exorcism at San Jose Church, police say. So the article is by Zach Fuentes. And I mean, these are nice looking people. 3 relatives have been charged following the death of a 3-year-old child allegedly subject to exorcism. This happened last fall, it says, in San Jose. San Jose, California. The victim's uncle, Renee Aaron Hernandez Santos, and grandfather were charged on Wednesday. They got the name, little girl's name here. But it's plenty of this stuff on the internet. So if convicted, all 3 suspects face 25 years to life in prison. Boy, that's a big price to pay for being ignorant. No way that should have happened. I remember a couple years ago, they beat this one. Some Koreans were doing exorcism, supposedly, and they beat this person to death because I remember when they came out with, you have to beat it out. You have to beat the devil out. All those things are ridiculous, to say the least, ridiculous. But you see, they went on TV somewhere or something. And who knows, Satan talks to people. That's why a lot of times when people tell me, oh, I talk to God, I hear from God, I say, okay, I understand that part. You hear from God. Great, I do too. I say, now tell me what you hear the devil say. Tell me what the devil said to you. You are assured, and you're telling me confidently that you hear from God, that God talks to you. I said, well, tell me what the devil tell you. If you talk to God and you hear it in the spirit realm, surely you can hear what the devil tell you. And then they'll say, like, well, the devil doesn't talk to me. I know that person is either a fool, a liar, or just ignorant. And then I'll say, like, well, if the devil doesn't talk to you, does that mean that you're not able to discern and distinguish between the voice of God and the voice of the devil? I said, because the devil talks to everybody. And sometimes he's so clever and cunning that he can disguise his voice and make people think it's God talking to him. I said, so how you know the difference? How you know that all this time ain't nobody been talking to you but God, and the devil ain't never talked to you, and the devil ain't never told you nothing? How you know? How his voice sound? If you don't know how his voice sounds, you don't know whether he's ever spoken anything to you and whispered anything to you or not. So then I'll say to him, maybe, depending on how it's going, I say, have you ever heard of something called peeping and muttering? And a lot of times they'll say, that's not in the Bible. Yes, it is. Now, you might not know what it is, but it is in the Bible, peeping and muttering. I said, and a lot of spiritual people use it. I said, and it is not the voice of God either. When they know how to do that witchcraft act, that demonic act, they'll talk to you while you're sleeping. As a matter of fact, not only can they talk to you, they can bring a dream into your night sleep and cause night terror. And you think that's God too? That's what I ask them. You think that's God? If you do and you act on it, you just come into 100% agreement with the devil. And you just open yourself up to all kind of demonic harm, because you were not able to distinguish between the voice of the Holy Spirit and the voice of the devil. I said, the Bible said that, marvel not, Satan will disguise himself as an angel of light. I said, how you think the angel of light come? So I'm asking you, be careful. I try to explain to people how dangerous this ministry is. This is a dangerous ministry. People die and people live. But it's a thin line that you can cross over accidentally and leave the kingdom of light and tip over into the kingdom of darkness. Be careful. Be careful. Souls are at stake. The Bible says, know them that labor among you. And the Bible says not to know them by the flesh. It says, know every man by the spirit that operates in them. Now that old peeping and muttering, it'll be just like a voice. It operates at night. It operates through the sleep realm, actually. And the people that know how to do it, and that's why I'm wondering, these young people, you know, going in places, killing up people. I know it's mind control. I know it's brainwashing. And I know they're going to find out very soon who is instrumenting and who is behind all these young people that have been trained to receive a signal and kill. That's that military type mind control in operation. And it is in operation. All you have to do is just watch. Watch what they're saying and discern it. And you know, you do know already that the gift of discerning of spirits is separate from discernment. We all have discernment. That is knowledge based upon experience. But we don't all have the gift of discerning of spirits. That gift comes from God. And the scriptures say he gives jointly and severally as he wills. But discernment is not discerning. Okay? Discernment. You go in the kitchen, you stick your hand on the burner, on the stove, and it burns. You know you could tell somebody, don't stick your hand on the burner on the stove. You will get burnt. You know not to stick your hand on the burner on the stove because you will be burnt. That's discernment. It's based upon exponential knowledge. That's not discerning. You see, the gift of discerning of spirits allows you to discern certainly, and not firstly, the things of the devil, the things of God, and the things of the human spirit. That one-third of you, the spirit, that gift allows that to be discerned. The rest is just history. It's just history. So I think I still have, I did a seminar on that very thing. Oh, I got tons of information on that gift because that's my main gift. Does it mean we getting ready to go back into the gifts and the giftings? Yep, I'm finally got the okay from God to teach that. I know that most of you have already looked it up and studied it, and I think that's great. But now we're going to go a little bit deeper into it. A lot deeper. But this morning, I have a mission from God that I need to complete. Okay? And I'm not real, because I've been busy. As I was saying, I can put those websites back up because now I got 20 years of experience behind that. 20 years of solid, hardcore experience behind that. A Lady Exorcist title. Exorcist title, period. But this morning, I bind up all witches and witchcraft, sorcery, wizardry, and shamanism. I bind up the thief this morning in the name of Jesus. This morning, I got a mission. It's not a big mission. It's not going to take me long to do it either. So just... this mission that I have, I don't even know who it's for. I don't know who God gave me this to minister to. But I guess we'll find out. Like God, you know, God reveals things in his own way, in his own time. But whoever you are, God loves you so much that I started praying for you last night. And you gotta There it is. That song from the Blog Talk, and it seems like when I put that on, I knocked some people off. Whoever you are, you have a problem with your nervous system. Mission Possible. You have a problem with your nervous system. So when God told me this, I had to go look up the nervous system. I mean, I know about the central nervous system, and there's another nervous system. I can't remember what it is, but anyway, I had to go look up. The Holy Spirit said the nervous system. They have a problem with their nervous system. So I went and I looked up the nervous system, and it said that the nervous system is to control and communicate information throughout the whole body. And God keeps talking to me about integrated system, because you know that the Lord gave me the integrated healing prayer model after studying and after becoming a exorcist. When that mission was completed, and I was asking God, you know, my whole philosophy is getting people really free, really, really free. And so this morning, when he said, I got a mission for you, and the mission is somebody got to be healed and delivered and set free because they have a problem stems from their central nervous system. I said, okay. You see, that I just briefly looked it up. I didn't do no big nothing. That nervous system functions based on sensory input, integration, and motor output. So I said, okay. And as I was looking at the North Georgia Revival last night, I noticed the Lord said, pay attention. How many people saw the North Georgia Revival, what the preacher was preaching yesterday? It's the same message that God gave me. You see, there's only one. Oh, okay. Then it's for you, Wes. Okay. God's going to heal your nervous system this morning. See, that's why I love God. I just love him. And I don't have to know. I'm not nosy. I've never been nosy. And I do possess what you got to possess, and that's the ability to be patient. But being patient is not being lazy either. It's working at whatever God called you to do. It's kind of like multitasking. Multitasking. I don't know what happened in that blog talk this morning, just now. But I did see something happen over here. But I'm gonna go on. Can you hear me on the blog talk? Yes, okay. See, Greg, I don't want you diagnosing or calling anything because that's not what God calls us to do. Okay? I don't know what it is, and I really don't care what it is. I know that Jesus is the answer for whatever it is. And I don't want to ever get charged like Jack Cole did, practicing medicine without a license. Back in the day, they put him in jail in Miami, practicing medicine without a license. So we can't do that. Okay, thank you. You can hear me fine on the blog talk. Great. We can't do that. If it's a name like cancer, you could say that, but when you start going any deeper than that, you're in trouble. So anyway, God said, he said, you got to pray. You know, you just heard, we accept the mission possible to receive healing in the spinal cord, in the cerebral hemispheres, diencephalon, cerebellum, midbrain, pons, the medulla, and the spinal cord. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to command these demons to come out. If you receive it, God's going to heal it right now because he gave that word of knowledge. And he gave that word of wisdom. Word of knowledge, what it is. Word of wisdom, what to do about whatever it is. Simple. Simple. So I want you to ask the Lord yourself, if there's anything that's not supposed to be in your spinal cord, If it's anything that's operating through your central nervous system that's not supposed to be, I want you to renounce it right now. You have to do it. If it's anything, I'm going to add a little to it. If it's anything in your neck, that's not supposed to be, you renounce that too. Anything in your feet, you renounce that. And anything in your hands that's not supposed to be. But the key thing is, if there's anything in your brainstem, renounce it in the name of Jesus. I also noticed last night on the North Georgia Revival, so many people got in that water complaining of pain, pain, pain. Pain was running rampant. So many people was complaining about pain. So if there's pain in your body, I want you to renounce that too. And I want you to renounce all transference of spirits and all witchcraft intent sent by psychic prayers. There's psychic prayers being prayed on this deadline. Now, I don't know if you know what a psychic prayer is. If you don't, I'm going to tell you. A psychic prayer is a prayer that you pray against the will of a person. So you're saying, well, Erica, how does that work? It works like this. Let's say God tells a person to turn left. And something in you says that the person is supposed to turn right. So the person is praying to fulfill the word of God in their life. And you praying against what God has called to do to bring order and blessing in the life of that person. That is called a psychic prayer, because you are praying through soulish realm power against the will of God and against the will of another person. Sometimes you want the best for your children. Parents do it a lot. And you know that what they're doing right now is not the best for them. But they have decided, your child, that that's what they're going to do. It could be a simple thing like, I know of a situation like this. A lady has a daughter, and the mama wants the daughter to go to college. The daughter wants to go to work. She's just graduating from high school, and she wants to go to work for a year and then go to college. Well, the mama knows that during the course of that year, while they waiting to go to college, anything could happen. So the mama gets afraid. And the mama prays that that the daughter will go to college now. Now, that's a good thing, right? But the Bible says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Now, this girl come from a Christian family and a Christian background. And the girl says, the Lord told me to wait a year work a year, and then go to college. And the mama says, no, no, you go to college now. So the girl goes on to college and winds up getting raped, suffering a lot of psychological damage, infested with demons. And then the mom now, Satan has completed two things. He done wrecked the girl life. He done wrecked the mama life because the mama is now loaded with guilt and condemnation. And Satan is happy. Why? The mama was happy because she got her way, even although her way brought destruction to her daughter. Satan is happy because now the mama doubting God, the girl hate God and turn away from God. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Brothers and sisters, God is not supposed to have to tell you what Greg Emerson is supposed to do, and you don't even know Greg. God ain't going to tell you what Greg is supposed to do when Greg is in fellowship with God and hearing God for himself. Now, whether Greg wants to do what God wants him to do or not, it's left up to who? Greg, because Greg got a will. And you're not supposed to pray against the will of another person. And the devil tested some of you in that area. I hope you pass God's test. And I hope you do it God's way. Because the other way is not going to... it's not going to be successful. It's not going to work. It's like I shared this yesterday with somebody. Since when does God have to go to the devil for anything? Let's be for real. God doesn't have to go to the devil for nothing. And he won't, and he doesn't. And it's not even biblical. Jesus said the evil one comes, but he has nothing in me. He has nothing in me. That's what it says. If you're guilty of those psychic prayers, you need to repent. And you need to repent swiftly. Because you know what psychic prayers do? They sin against God, and they sin against the will of God, and they sin against the will of the person you're praying against. That's not like praying against the enemy that you have. That is directly praying against the will of another person. You're not supposed to do that. That's saying that you believe you know better than God does for somebody. It's wrong. You don't. And then I tell some wives, God ain't make you your husband's Holy Ghost. And I tell some husbands, you ain't your wife's Holy Spirit. God is. And that's a tough lesson that some people have to learn. But it's better you learn it than have to suffer the wrath of God because of it. Get out the net. In somebody's neck, and you purely there because of witchcraft. Go! Get out the neck. Get out of the neck and get out also of the left shoulder. Go! Go! Get out of the left shoulder and the neck. Get out. In the name of Jesus, loose that, that's right, loose that neck right now. And loose that shoulder, that rotator, that rotator cuff, go. Loose it right now. Loose that brain stem right now. Go. Go. I command every spirit to come on out of there. Get on out in the name of Jesus right now. Get out the neck. Get out of the neck. Go. In the name of Jesus, I bind up that demon that's trying to sit and rest on that central nervous system. Loose it. I told you to get out the neck right now. Get out of that central nervous system. The Lord God rebuke you. The Lord God rebuke you. Get out. Get out of the bones. Uh-oh. Get out the bones. Somebody on here, you got a problem. And the problem you got is because you prayed for somebody. And they demons were so deep, they transferred on you. Get out. They transferred in your head. Go. See, that kind of evil. Wow. Go. Get out. The Lord God rebuke you this morning in the name of Jesus. Yeah, you going. Get out all the way. Go! All the way out. Feel a, let me tell you how you know it's you. You feel a warmth right now over your left ear and over the left side of your neck. Down your shoulder. Go! Get out. In the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. Get off the spinal column. Go! Off the spinal column and off the sensory nerve endings from the spinal column. I bind up all you demons. This morning, I bind you up. I forbid you to operate any longer through that spinal column. Somebody else, your wrist, your right wrist. Go! You will not travel through that body. I bind you. I command you to get out of that body. You will not travel. Go. Loose that nervous system. In the name of Jesus. Loose the nervous system. Parkinson's? Go! The spirit operate through Parkinson's? Go! And it's gone out the right wrist already, but it's still messing with that brain stem. Go. The Lord God rebuke you off the neck and the arm. Go. Somebody else, man. Got problems in the hip bones. Go. Loose the bones. Deafen dumb. Go. Hear ye the word of the Lord this morning. Somebody's deaf ear, it's all on that left side. It's opening. Go! Get out of that body. break the power of that, you know what kind of witchcraft you are? Go! Crippler and binding witchcraft. Go! All the way out. Crippler and binding witchcraft. Some of that African witchcraft. Go! I break your power. Right now. I command those words to wither up and die. And I destroy the power of revenge, retaliation, and lashback. Crippler. Go! In the name of Jesus. All the way out. All the way out. You know how sometimes your neck feel when you wake up and you slept the wrong way? That's kind of like what it feels like. Go. Go. But it's trying to enter somebody's body from the left side of their body. Go! I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over the whole left side of the body. Oh, no. I break and destroy that power of the stroke demon. Go! Go. Oh, no, that ain't gonna happen. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Somebody on here, you feel something in the top of your head. You let the wrong person do your hair. Go! I don't know if it was a barber or a beautician. I just know they work. They do hair. Could be somebody just working, trying to work with somebody's hair. In the name of Jesus, go. 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 Thank you. My rotator cuff pain is gone. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Go! And do not come back. Loose that spinal cord. Go! Go! I break that demonic hole off of the sensory input ability of the central nervous system. Go! Get out. I break that demonic hole off the motor output part of the central nervous system. Go! Right now, I pray for the brain. I pray for the brain. The front brain be healed in the name of Jesus. The rear brain be healed in the name of Jesus. Every demon that has mutated or done any kind of evil work in the brain, I reverse the curse and speak healing right now into the brain. In particular, thank you, Holy Ghost, God is restoring memory. Every demon that has been operating and working through a hidden work of darkness to destroy the ability to remember in the brain. Go! Right now. Loose that brain. I see deliverance coming to the brain. Loose that brain. Loose. that brain. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I see God strengthening and healing the right femur in the leg, in the right leg. God is healing the knee, the thigh, and the bone that goes down the right leg into the foot. He's healing that right now. I thank you for healing in the legs, both legs, all legs. I thank you for the mobility, the restoration in the legs. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you he's healing the skeletal system and strengthening all the nerves that go down into the legs, into the feet, and the thigh, and the hip bones, and the hip bones, and they go into the spinal column, where the spinal column comes up from the sacrum, up. I thank you, God. I thank you. I thank you this morning. I thank you. I still see him healing the whole skeletal system. The whole skeletal system. Wow. Thank you, God. Thank you. 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 And God is going to put, what is this? What is this? Somebody, God is restructuring your veins and your muscles and your arteries in your right leg and healing it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pain, go! In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go! Go! Somebody, you know how you put your hands in a prayer position? You put your two hands together in a prayer position. Put your two hands together in a prayer position. And point it up. Point your hand up. And bring it to yourself. Bring it to yourself. Like you, you know, like you old time prayer position. And rest your chin on your hand. I'm gonna cast that thing out. Go! Move your fingers. Move your fingers. Oh, somebody. You ain't got no arthritis, but that's what it feel like. Go! Go, crippler, in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Transference of spirits. Go! Out. Get out. All the way out. Parkinson's. Go! In the name of Jesus. And come no more. Somebody, you got a pain in your left where if you bend your knee up, the bone that connects the hip bone to the leg bone, God is healing them, that bone right there. You suffered some bone-on-bone pain. Go! God is putting a cartilage and a shield, some kind of, maybe it's the Mylon sheet, whatever that is. God is healing it. God is healing it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Now, God, heal that, heal it, heal it, heal it. Heal in the name of Jesus. Heal, heal. Thank you, God. Thank you this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father God, we destroy the power of all revenge, retaliation, and lashback. You could not take revenge, retaliate, or lashback on any person who took part in this deliverance healing, any family member, any generational family member. Go to the pit and remain there until the day of judgment of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you.